you needed a date to have fun.
What was I thinking?
It's high octane trouble.
Ooh, Curtis Williams. He's good looking trouble.
Oh, please. My Curtis Williams is a street racer, a daredevil bug who blatantly disobeys the posted speed laws. Ooh, and I've seen him litter too.
Curtis, you're the best. You're the boss. A number one, fat, the cream, aces, man. That's what you are. And super smashing stone cold wicked.
That's better. You can buy me an ice cream.
Thank you.
I don't even notice me, but I gotta be subtle.
Woo-hoo, Curtis, over here, baby.
Hey, how is the prettiest girl at Vanderbilt High?
Fine.
She's talking to Laura.
You're a kid.
I'm fine, Curtis.
Laura, I'm racing Saturday, and I would love for your beautiful face to be the first thing I see when I win. So you want to ride shotgun with me?
Laura, you can't do that. Why, it's too dangerous.
Thanks for the offer, Curtis, but I don't think so.
What are you, nuts? This is Curtis Williams, the Sultan of Speed, the Prince of the Pavement, the King of... Go ahead.
It's her choice, her loss.
Number 47, your order is ready.
Listen, Curtis, why don't you make like a banana and split? Laura's not interested in you. You're spinning your wheel.
Oh, really? Hey, fellas.
What are you doing? Don't laugh at me like that.
Now who's spinning their wheels?
Oh, boy. The auto club's really gonna yell at me for this one.
Alone at last.
Well, there's no love lost between the Bears and the Packers. We're expecting a high-scoring battle, folks, so don't go away.
Hey, Dad. Mind if we watch the game with you?
Well, actually, I was...
Oh, cool. Thank
you. Bobby Pritchard. But my friends call me Bone Crusher. I can see why. I'm Carl Winslow, and my friends call me before they come over.
Before they come over? What kind of sorry nickname is that?
Eddie, I thought you were going to watch the game over at Waldo's house.
We were, but my mom was watching her new Get Tough Weight Loss video. It's called Eat Less and Exercise, you big fat pig.
Yeah, well, I don't have no weight problem, but... That's a great-looking sandwich. Any more where that came from?
Why don't you just take mine?
Oh, thanks, man.
Say hey, Laura. Is my manly macho love bunny home?
No, but Steve's here. Why are you dressed like that?
Like what?
Oh, say the wooden footwear.
Oh, well, my Stevie asked me out to dinner and we decided to go Dutch.
I had to ask.
Studying, huh?
Yeah, but I can't concentrate. I got other things on my mind.
Ooh, tell me. It's been ages since our last hen session.
Myra, we never had a hen session.
Then let's get clucking.
Well, I do want some feedback, and you're the only one here, so...
Dish it, girlfriend.
Well, Curtis Williams keeps asking me to ride with him in the race this Saturday.
Laura, listen to me. Curtis is trouble... with a capital Ubble.
That's just it. I mean, I know he's bad, but he does it so good.
But Curtis is not your style. He's daring, dangerous. He tweaks the devil's nose.
And I'm?
A goody two-shoes.
Well, not anymore. I'm riding with Curtis. But don't tell anyone.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Laura's gonna ride with Curtis.
Oh! Land sakes, woman! Why, have you lost your mind? I forbid you to ride with Curtis.
You forbid me? And just how do you plan to stop?
I'll tell your father.
And I'll break your neck.
My lips are sealed. Come along, Myra. Apparently, you and I are the only sane people in this room. Yeah, I hated to see it in.
Who says it has to?
Wake everybody up!
Bella, I'm sorry, okay. Look, what you got to eat?
I don't know.
Let's check it out. I'm hungry. Yeah. Oh, man, look at this. Jell-O, fruit, cottage cheese. Man, this is old people food.
Gentlemen, we have achieved snackage. I give you...
Melamars! Good evening. Or is it good morning?
Oh, Lordy, a pop quiz and I didn't study.
Sorry, Dad. We just accidentally knocked over some stuff. We cleaned it up.
Classic robe, Mr. Winslow. Very much in vogue.
Well, thank you for the early morning fashion critique. Now beat it.
Sorry, Mr. Winslow. He can't leave without me, because I drove.
Couldn't you both leave at the same time, Waldo?
Is that a trick question?
Waldo, Bobby, maybe you guys should boogie.
Okay. Come on, man, get with the program.
Those guys crack me up.
Those guys woke me up.
Dad, we were just a little keyed up from a party, you know.
No, I don't know. What I do know, Edward, is I was sleeping like a baby upstairs until you, Waldo, and Bathrobe Boy woke me up.
Dad, we were just scrounging for some food. Lighten up.
Edward, 3 o'clock in the morning is not the appropriate time to bring your friends over here to eat me out of house and home.
Dad, when I had my own place, I had friends coming and going whenever I wanted.
Newsflash, you're not in your place anymore.
Oh, I get it. Why don't you just post a schedule that says when I'm allowed to have a life?
Well, it just might come to that, young man, because what I think you're trying to do is take over this house.
What? Dad, I chip in here. I mean, I help out. Doesn't my $10 a month count for anything?
First of all, you're 2 months behind. Second of all, no!
You always do this, Dad. You always treat me like a little kid. In case you've forgotten, I'm in college now.
Well, then, son, you should be smart enough to show some respect. And that's exactly what you will do as long as you're under my roof.
Well, that's fine. I guess in that case, I just might have to find a new roof.
Curtis, it's the car from the circus.
Yeah, they
And here comes the clown. Zipping.
I'm worried with you, Williams.
What do you want, Urkel?
I want your assurance that you won't let Laura ride in your car this Saturday.
Now, why in the world would I do that?
Yeah, why would you do that?
Because drag racing is dangerous, and I don't want Laura to get hurt.
Pardon me while I scoff. Scoffing!
Hey, man, I never lose and I never crash.
So there.
Very well. You leave me no choice. I hereby challenge you to a drag race.
What?
You heard me. A drag race. This Saturday, my car against yours. But not in the streets like animals. We'll go to Skeleton Flats Raceway, where we can get proper supervision, a corn dog, and a chill beverage.
Urkel, you drive a golf cart with windows. I can beat it on foot.
Okay, then prove it. If I win, Laura never sets foot in your car.
And if I win?
Fail. You get my eyes out.
What? I don't want that piece of junk.
Well, okay. I'll sweeten the pot. If you win, you get my eyes out, a plus $500 change.
No way.
You're on.
You're on.
But, Urkel, you don't stand a chance. Your car can't do 0 to 60 in a weekend.
I'm sure. Man. But I think with a little tinkering, I can improve its performance. And by this weekend, she'll be a lean, mean, muscle machine.
Our son is here. Hi, Edward.
Mom, do you mind if I talk to Dad alone for a second?
Okay, but after you finish your talk, we're gonna finish our workout.
Oh, yeah.
And this time, no goofing off.
No. No! Sofa. Hey, what's on your mind, son?
Oh. Well, Dad, after our talk the other night, I went apartment hunting.
Can't wait to get out on your own, huh?
Well, that was the plan, but it seems like the only apartment I could afford had a shower curtain for a front door.
Well, it's tough out there. So, let me guess. You want to borrow some money?
No. Actually, I want to give you some.
Just a second. I think the exercising has affected my hearing. Did I hear you say you want to give me money?
Yeah. Dad, I thought we could compromise. Look, what if I gave you $250 a month for rent?
Ooh, I like where this is going.
Will you cut me a little slack on staying out late and bringing my friends over?
Oh, Edward. This thing is not about money. It's about being responsible, son. About acting like an adult.
I know, Dad. And that's why I'm offering to put a little of the financial weight around here.
Well, that's commendable, and I respect that. And in the spirit of compromise, I'll accept $100 a month from you, okay?
Cool. And in that same spirit, I guess I can call when I'm gonna be a little late and be more considerate about what time I bring my friends over.
Well, that sounds fair.
Deal?
It's a deal.
All right, Dad.
My boy.
Carl, we've got to finish our workout. You guys done with the talk yet?
No, sweetheart. We still have a few issues to discuss.
Baskin Robbins?
Ooh, I'll try.
rims, Kevin. I want the rims to shine, all right? There you go. A little harder.
Let's go, Williams. You're up next.
Hey, man, I'm ready. But my opponent's a no-show.
Well, if he's not here in 5 minutes, you win by forfeit.
Curtis, my man. You even win when you don't race.
I don't know, man. Urkel's up to something. And nobody's seen him or his car in 5 days.
Relax, champ. 10-1, he's still at home looking for the wind-up key.
Izetta Rocketta.
That's what I said.
Good. We can race now. The nerd's here.
Hey, forget it. This thing is an embarrassment.
May I borrow that, please? Well, thank you. May I have your attention, please? Curtis Williams is refusing to race. Could it be he's chicken?
The race is on.
You're gonna lose, Urkel. That car is all flash and no dash.
All flash and no dash.
Now get a life, Echo Boy.
Look at my Stevie. He cuts such a dashing figure. Think that's time to give him a hickey?
If Steve hadn't meddled in my love life, I'd be riding in Curtis's car right now.
Excuse me, Missy, but my Stevie could care less about your love life. He thinks of you as a friend.
Oh, please. Steve gets jealous of every guy I meet.
Oh, no, not anymore, girlfriend. Not since this cowgirl rode into town. I'll have you know, Steve bet his car and $500 just to keep you from riding.
He did?
Yes, and more importantly, he's out there risking his life to protect you.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, now you do.
Cooks.
Curtis, aren't you even gonna ask if he's okay?
Oh, yeah. Is he okay?
Curtis, you said that when you race, no one ever gets hurt.
Correction. I said I never get hurt.
That could have been your car that crashed, and I could have been with you.
Yeah, but you weren't.
That's right, thanks to Steve. Steve, I realize now that I was crazy to want to ride with Curtis. I'm very lucky to have a friend like you watching out for me.
Ah, shucks.
Thanks, Steve.
Hey. You want a fake him? Send him a card.